Hi, this is Aaron Hart, not hot, on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning. Thank you for joining us. I really appreciate it. I would love for you to join us in this next segment, although it's going to be a little tricky, and here's why. Technically speaking, I don't know how, if anybody can pull it off, John Turk will, but remember, he has to answer the phone and talk to me at the same time. So
we can do this.
We can do this, right? You can multitask,
if you really
even though
want
you're
to.
A guy.
But I think most guys, if they want to participate, will tell you that they've been taught by their parent to never, ever say,
I love you first. That's wrong. You know, here's the thing. This woman makes a good argument, and I almost fell for your argument that's true. But the problem is that, what are we in the Victorian era? A woman can't say I love you first. But she points out that men, basically because you're very slow emotionally, and I'm going to lard this a little bit, slow emotionally, like, for example, oh, I had a feeling about a week ago. Wow, that was odd. I don't think I'll do that again. So you process your emotions much more slowly. As a matter of fact, how slow does it take? I mean, just curious. Like, say I'm being pretty insulting right now. What happens? Do your ears get hot like a week from now, or what happens?
Well, it's a good question. I don't know, and I think Stacy'd have a better stab at that one than I would. But no, it was, you know, with our relationship, I'm 99.9999% sure that she said it first.
Really?
Yes.
And
she claims it. She claims that I did.
You did.
But then again,
yeah.
I put off getting married for 9 years.
You wait a minute. This woman is still with you, and you successfully put off getting married for 9 years?
Yeah, about eight to 9 years.
I think she's a saint.
She is a saint.
She is a saint.
But yeah, she, you know, we dated for about 8.5, 9 years before we got married.
How did you keep putting her off? No matter who.
It wasn't like I wasn't putting her off. I just didn't.
You weren't ready.
It wasn't that I wasn't ready. I just didn't feel like it was, you know, I needed, I don't know.
Were you
back
living?
Then, all I saw it was as like a paper contract. That's all I saw it as.
Oh, okay. So
but
you
now
didn't
I see it,
it
as, as something a lot different.
And what do you see it as now?
A union between her and me that, you know, we're going to stay together for the rest of our life. I mean, it means a lot to me now. But before, it's just, I don't need to get married. All it is a piece of paper that binds us, you know, fiscally.
You know, I felt that way for a long time, but then watching my sister and brother get married and become committed to lifelong partners, I realized it is a lot more than just that. It is. It really is. So, but I'm still curious because I have scared a couple of men to death by saying
by saying
words.
You love her,
oh
you
my
love
God.
Him first,
and you watch
and
their
then
faces.
The relationship's over,
the,
right?
The color drains out of their face. Well, oh. If it isn't over like right then, it's over like within a couple of weeks. I mean, you can just feel them start to withdraw. Oh, scary! No, can't go to the love place, and that's what this woman points out is that it takes men longer. So. By waiting until he says, I love you first, then you know.
But, when will a woman finally break down and say, I love you? What is the...
Well,
see,
woman,
I think most men, and I think men, I think 99.9% of men are pigs.
You've said this to me before.
And I told my daughter this.
Is,
I'm like,
that is a
Madison,
very dismal
all men are
view.
Pigs.
That
including your father.
Now, see, I'm going to stand up for men in this regard. That's ridiculous. Men are not pigs. You may be a little slow and a little thick sometimes.
You know when we're going to say, I love you?
Yeah.
You know when we're going to say it, right?
No, actually.
If something isn't advancing to where we want it to go.
Yeah.
That's when, you know.
Oh, you mean you'll do it for sex?
Yes, that's
exactly
what
I'm saying. Oh, I see. Yes, well, I know that men have done that before, and I find that extremely duplicitous and wrong, actually.
I do think that women have a better understanding of what love is than men do. Especially younger. I think women get it earlier than men do.
Maybe you're right about that, but what is this deer in the headlights? You know, I love it when you say, I love you, and I've been told, really? How fun? And it's like, what?
And
how
if you don't,
fun?
If you're not feeling, if a girl says that to you and you're not feeling it, well, I mean, what do you say? Like,
well, I
oh.
know, thank you or deer in headlights is really a
cool.
bad response.
So, yeah. Cool.
Cool.
Or,
yeah.
I appreciate that.
See, this is why I'm not doing it first. I'm waiting. I'm going to wait. I'm going to be Victorian, and I am going to wait until the man processes his feelings and reaches the same level of adoration as this woman suggests. Because it just, and I would am convinced that you probably, I mean, who asked who to marry who first in your relationship, if you don't mind me being nosy?
I asked her, but it was kind of, I don't think she necessarily said it to me, but it got to the point where if he's not going to ask me to marry him, it's time for me to move along.
And were you scared by that?
Well, no, absolutely not. I knew Stacy was who I was going to be with for the rest of my life, you know, before that.
Oh, cocky locky.
But I was kind of, you know, I hope she's not listening right now. But
yeah, I was going to say, you invited
well,
her to listen.
She knows the story. I was kind of talked into the whole engagement thing.
You were?
Yeah, by my mother.
Your mother
and
had
I hope
the
my
talk?
Mother's not listening either.
Uh-oh.
But it was the most awkward. It was awkward. I did
your
it
mother?
At.
Because I had a really awkward conversation with my mother,
I popped the question
too.
In front of Stacy's family at her sister's wedding, which I think was kind of an awkward place to do it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, nothing like stealing the thunder from
another
couple.
I really wasn't trying to. It was after the whole thing, I know. It was extremely awkward.
I think it's kind of romantic and charming, though, too.
Well, you know, my mom was like, you know, all of her family's going to be around. I mean, she had a ton of relatives in from Minnesota and all over the country. And it was like the first time they'd ever all like really met me. So awkward.
Awkward.
One of my bigger regrets in life was the whole proposal deal. It was a botched job, to be honest with you.
You know, but it's funny, though. You should never give up, though, because my father went after my mother was 11 years older than my father, and they met on a blind date with other people. And my father was like stalker guy. He told it, my mom's date, forget about it, I'm going to marry her. And he was like, what? You've known her for 5 minutes. He goes, I don't know, I just know. And he shows up at the Rocky Mountain News, because my mother worked there at the time, with an armful of yellow roses. And she goes, get away from me, you're younger than I am. No. And he kept following her, John. He did.
Persistence pays off.
I guess so.
Especially if you're ugly.
My father was not ugly.
Well,
he
I am.
Gorgeous.
So persistence paid off.
You are not ugly. That is silly. That is not true. I'm not going to let you fish for compliments,
right.
But that's not true. John, as you can see from his Facebook page, is not a troll. Not. So now, the reality is, though, you can have really awkward. I had a really awkward situation when I moved in with my love of my life at the time, and my mother took me to lunch and, in no uncertain Southern Belle terms, said, I don't understand why you're doing this. And I went, well, why not, Mom? It's fun. I like him. He's really great. And she goes, you have no intention of marrying him, and you know it. And I went, what do you mean? And at that time, really seriously, John, I did not know that I did not have any intention of marrying him until my mother said it out loud. And I was like, well, but, and she goes, you should not live with a man if you do not want to marry him.
Really?
Like, yeah. And I was like, well,
cause how do you find out if you can live together if you
well, that's what I
if you haven't tested it?
See, and that's what I figured. I wanted to take a test drive. But a lot of people, now, my sister was adamant with her second or third boyfriend, I think. Seriously, after she was divorced, she fell in love with her current husband and before they were married. And she would not move in with him until they had an agreement. There was like, I don't think they had, you know. On the other hand, my brother met my sister-in-law and asked her to marry her within 3 weeks.
Wow.
3 weeks.
I believe in love at first sight. Do you?
Yes, absolutely.
So, I mean, I don't know. I definitely think that women tend to be a little more in charge of their emotions than men are.
Oh,
and I think women know when they mean they love you probably way before a man knows.
Boy, I don't know.
Men say it just to get something they want.
Well, I don't know. I think I've said it a couple of times because I was in the throes of a fatuation rather than the throes of a long-term commitment. I think I genuinely love the person. I'm not sure I love them in a marriage kind of way. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure I did that. The couple of times I've done that.
There's love and there's lust.
Yeah. And sometimes I have confused the two. A couple of times.
That's great.
I would say. I have confused them. And so I think there are no rules. This is why I rebel against, you know, stereotypical viewpoints of men and women. I also rebel against the idea that you absolutely have to get married.
I'd like to find one guy out there that would call in here and admit that he said, I love you first.
Me too.
We'll
so
one.
Let's put out the call. And let's also ask women, have you ever said you loved a guy first and watched that horrible look? The deer in headlights.
Well,
oh, my God. What
this,
am I
this gal's
at?
Argument is basically that women are setting themselves up for failure by saying it first.
Right. That well.
But
yeah.
Aren't men doing the same thing? If
well,
they do it?
I'd rather have you guys take the risk.
I mean, men get broken hearts too, don't
so
they?
Much. Well, yes, when they eventually figure it out. No, it's true. I think that's true. I think I've met a couple of men who were the most heartbroken individuals I've ever met. They were really, really hurt and devastated by being dumped. And it's a very rough thing. I mean, nobody likes it. That's another great man-woman question. Which would you rather be, the dumper or the dumpee?
Ooh, getting dumped sucks.
Dump really sucks. But I don't
dumping
like dumping.
Sucks too.
Dumping sucks too, though. Dumping sucks really badly.
But getting dumped is way worse.
I don't know. I think it's a toss-up. 303-713-7600. What do you think? You now know where John and I's positions are.
I don't think there's one guy out there that said, I love you first.
I think there are several guys who said they love... My dad, my brother, my...
Oh, yeah. Okay, get your dad or your brother to call
my
in here and admit
on the radio
that they
said I love
you first.
My sister had to wait a really long time for my... Yeah, my brother-in-law, I have to say. And they're going to kill me if they're listening. Oh, my God. We are in such trouble.
Exactly.
We don't have families now. We're in such trouble. 303-713-7600. Yeah, macho. Yeah, I don't know. I've said I love you first. I've also had said I love you and heard I love you back. And that's really a swell feeling.
Have you
that's
ever said really I great. So you've said I love you and not gotten it back before?
Oh, God, yes.
I don't think
yes.
I have.
Oh, it's bad.
Ooh, scary.
It's really bad. And you know what? I had this person tell me once, oh, show them all your cards. It's great. So I did. And there was that pause, and it was like, oh, no, what have I done?
Oh, yeah.
Later, I discovered that this person actually did really love me but couldn't say it at the time. So that did happen to me. I said it too soon.
I'm not ready to say I love you yet. Who actually even feels that way?
I don't know. We'll ask. 303-713-7600. It's the end of the year as we know it. It's a good time for proposals if you're thinking about, you know, destroying your
don't
sister,
do it.
Your sister-in-law's wedding.
Yeah.
Your first year sister-in-law's wedding. If you're in the mood to stalk somebody through City Park like my father did my mother, you know, hey, 303-713-7600. And speaking of the Rocky Mountain News, we have Dave Krieger, my old pal, who is now a prominent columnist for the Rocky, to talk about the devastating loss over the weekend, or rather Sunday night, by the Broncos. And do they have a future? Will they ever learn defense? All these questions and more coming up on the holiday version of the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. And somehow John has been able to get traffic ready while I was speaking.
Well, I'll
so
try.
There you go. 719, the ball's in your court, Buster.
I've heard people say that
I can't believe you're playing Barry White.
But
that is so funny.
I don't know about that.
We're talking about why women should not say I love you first ever, ever, ever. And John's position is men should never, ever, ever say it first. But maybe we can agree that Barry White's a sexy singer. 303-713-7600. We have full lines. We'd love to talk to you. And by the way, bravo to the Westminster Fire Department firefighter who rescued the dog Charlie Brown, who fell through the ice chasing some geese this very morning. You're my hero, dude. PJ in Conifer, welcome to AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Welcome. Good morning.
Hey, love. How are you today?
Hey, I'm well, thank you, dear.
Good, good. Well, you know, being a friend of Dr. Bob and Bill W's, I'm
yes.
surrounded by people who are always saying I love you, even though we don't even know each other.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
When I got into a relationship, I definitely said I love you first.
You did?
And I meant it. Absolutely, absolutely.
And how long into the relationship did you say this?
Oh, just a few months.
And what would have happened if she had said it first and you weren't ready?
Well, just being a bleeding heart liberal, I would accept it. You
really?
Know, I mean, oh, absolutely.
And you would say I love you back even if you didn't mean it?
Yeah, probably, because I do love everybody. I mean, even, you know, staunch conservatives, I still have, part of me still has to love them as just being a being of creature of God, you know.
You're more
I mean,
highly evolved. You're more highly evolved than I am, PJ, I got to tell you.
And I tell you, I hate being dumped. I would much rather dump, because at least if I were the dumper, at least I know what's coming and I can, you know, kind of somewhat mentally prepare myself to do it. But when I'm being dumped on, you know, you go through all that mental drama of, oh, what's wrong with me, and all that good stuff. So.
Yeah, but you know what? I think it's really hard to dump, though, too, because how do you tell them? That's one reason
why
a lot of us avoid it. We just let it die. You know, I'm not picking up the phone now.
Right, stop answering the phone, right?
Yeah, that's really cowardly. I have never, ever done that. Mm-mm. Yeah, okay. Before I joined Bill, I'm like you. I'm a friend of Dr. Bob's and Bill's, too. And it's like, you know what? I got to tell you something. I answer the phone now. I will tell you if I'm going to dump you.
Sure.
I may or may not have done that so well a couple of times in the past.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, I've definitely gained some courage due to the process. Absolutely.
So now what happened when you told her I love you? Did she smile or did she have deer in headlights?
Yeah, no, I think it threw her off a little bit. And I admit, I told her, I was like, I don't know if you necessarily want to fall in love with me because I'm not an easy person to love with. I am very complicated. And obviously, I have a lot of issues and baggage. So, but as time went on, we, you know, slowly things evolved, and she started saying it back. So, you know.
Wow! And she heard the words issues and baggage in the same sentence, and she went for it anyway.
Well, she saw that there was another side to me, not just the crap, you know. So.
Well, she could unpack a little more than that.
That's
to continue
right.
The
absolutely, yes, ma'am. Absolutely.
All right. Well, Peach, are you still together?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Mazel tov, and enjoy your life. Have fun.
Thank you very much. You too. Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks for sharing your story, PJ. Yep. We appreciate it. Okay, so PJ said, I love you first, John, and he didn't die. Nothing bad happened to him.
Well, you can tell he's a fun-loving guy.
Yeah.
He loves everybody.
I know. I'm not sure I buy that, especially the right-wing conservative part. I'm not going there yet. Karen in Denver, although I do have a right-wing conservatives in my
Hello.
Family, and yes, I do love them. Hi, Karen. Welcome. I have to say that quickly because they might be listening. Hello.
So I just called to let you know that my husband told me that he loved me first.
He did?
Yes.
And
after
did you?
A month of knowing him.
A month?
Yeah.
And did you think, stalker, I have to get out of here? No. Or what did you think?
No, but it definitely kind of freaked me out a little bit because, like I said, I'd known him a month, actually. Met him in one state. He flew me out for a friend's wedding a month later. And so we'd really only known each other a month, but we'd only spent maybe a week together at that point.
This
so it
sounds
freaked
like
me
my
out.
Brother and sister-in-law.
Yeah.
Aaron, you bring up a good point. I think most women are probably turned off by men who say, I love you first.
You know, I wasn't. Actually, I wasn't turned off. He said, I love you. And I said, okay. And he said he was going to move. I was living in Washington State at the time, and he was in New York. And he said he was going to move to Washington. I said,
and he
great.
Offered to relocate because?
He relocated,
wow,
yes.
He was serious.
He was. And when I said, well, where are you going to live? He said, well, with you. I said, okay.
Wow.
And that was it.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. And so you just really went with your gut.
Yeah.
Maybe it's okay to go in your guts and romance. I'm not so sure it's good in running a country.
True, good point.
So how long have you guys been together now, if you don't mind my asking?
Let's see. We have been together 15 years and married 12.
Wow.
Yeah.
And was it strange? I mean, you sound like my friend Fran from Los Angeles. She met her husband. She was on a trip to London. And she got dressed up for New Year's Eve, actually. And she got dressed up and had on a short skirt and so opened the door, saw her husband-to-be, and fell instantly, madly, gobsmacked in love. She didn't want to tell him, though, because she had driven several men away by saying she loved them too quickly. So, but they did the same thing. He flew over to visit her. She flew back to London to visit him. And now they've been married for about 10 years.
Yeah, that's kind of how it was. He, you know, would visit me in Washington and... I'd go visit him in New York, and so we'd just go back and forth. He actually didn't move out for 6 months, but we saw each other every month in between. And I'm actually kind of surprised because when I met him, I had just found out about some financial aid for college or something like that, and so I was acting like a complete loon, and so it still worked out.
You were a loon, and he loved you anyway.
Exactly.
I like this story. This is happiness personified.
It's an awesome story.
It is a good story. Thank you so much, Karen. I appreciate
it. You bet. Thank you. Hey, have a great New Year.
Thank you, too. See, John, you don't die. Good things can happen. Men will even move cross-country. Would you move cross-country?
Yes, of course.
Okay, good. That was the right answer because Stacy might be listening. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart filling in on the J. Marvin Show. We'll be right back with male, female, why men, women should not say I love you first.
Don't
so
do
far,
it, guys.
We're finding men who do it first, and it turns out successfully, John, my point is proved. Ha!
When I was really young, I was taught to never play or gamble with a guy named Vinny or say I love you first to a woman.
I want to meet your father. 303-713-7600. He sounds like a card. He sounds like my grandfather, actually, who was known to be a great poker player and gambler. 303-713-7600. And I'm not sure he didn't get chased by revenuers, too. 303-713-7600. This is the Aaron Hart version of the J. Marvin Show. Stand by for progressive traffic coming up. Hi, this is Aaron Hart. More romantic music from the styling John Turk. And
I know just nothing says I love you better than Air Supply.
Yeesh. Not my taste in music, dude. Do you like this stuff?
I love Air Supply in a cheesy kind of way.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess everybody
has
their
guilty pleasure.
They
actually played here in Denver this summer, and I missed it. I was out of town. I was bummed.
Man.
Come on, Air Supply rocks.
It does not. Not in this universe or the next. But that's okay. That's what taste is about. Everybody has. I'm trying to think of what my guilty pleasure is. 303-713-7600. Air Supply.
Just let it get to the hook here real quick, please.
Okay.
Here we go. It's coming in 10 seconds, I promise.
This is interminable. I know all the rules and then I know how to break them and I always know the name of the game. But I don't know how to leave you and I'll never let you fall. And I don't know how you do it. John, you need a musical intervention.
Out of nothing at all.
Sorry, it was more than 10 seconds.
All right, now I kind of want to
love out of nothing. What?
Now I kind of want to puke.
Okay, I was going to say, that is so sappy. Randy in Inglewood, if I had to listen to Air Supply, it would be a big buzzkill in terms of love and romance. Hi, Randy in Inglewood. Welcome.
Hello,
and thank you for joining John and I on AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning, and please no more Air Supply.
Yeah, please no. Please. We did a show on bad songs. Remember that the judge in what Fort Lupton was it who sentenced people to listen to bad songs? If you sentenced me to that, I'd be postal by the end of the day.
But with apologies to John, I've had three significant women in my life, and I said I love you first.
And when did you know? Early?
Yes.
And so
within weeks.
Within weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And so you weren't slow to come to your feelings.
Oh, no.
And what happened when you said, I love you?
Well, I got dumped one time, and I was a dumper the other time.
And the third time?
Third time. I've been married 26 years.
Excellent. You like to hear that? Good, because I'm still on the dumped one time, got dumped one time, still in search of the love of my life. Or maybe he'll recycle. I don't know. You never know.
Oh, they will come.
They will come,
mm-hmm.
Hopefully. And hopefully I'll recognize it and won't say I love you first. If the women had said, I know it's hard, hypotheticals are really kind of odious, but if the women had said I love you first, do you think you would have been scared or put off?
I don't think so.
Has a woman ever told you she loved you and it was too early and you wanted to run away?
That's never happened.
Really?
Yes.
Huh. Hey, John, has it ever happened with you that you've been told I love you and you wanted to run away?
It's at least like 15, 20, 30 times.
Wait.
I'm kidding,
me.
No. Yeah, I think a girl, like twice a girl has told me that she loves me and I was just like, eh.
And what did you
not
say?
Not happen.
Thank you. That's the worst. It's like,
hey, I appreciate that.
I
cool.
love you. Thank you. Dude, want a gift certificate? I don't know what you say. It's the worst. It's like the deer in headlights. And we've all seen that. Have you seen the deer in headlights look, John?
Uh-huh.
And have you seen the deer in headlights look, Randy?
Yes, a couple times.
Boy, that's a terrible look, isn't it? That's like a look, and you just, your heart is going, oh,
I've given that deer in headlights look when I got dumped before, too, Aaron.
Yeah, I have, too.
Like, are you kidding me? You're dumping me?
I actually asked someone if they were doing it because it was April Fool's, and they were like, no.
Why would you dump me on April 1st?
I actually, the worst time I ever got dumped, speaking of Harold Pinter, who just died recently, we went to see Betrayal, and we were so excited to see Betrayal because we both loved Harold Pinter, and we went to see it, and he dumped me right after it, and it was my birthday.
Oh, that's
my
that's cold.
Birthday. He took me out to dinner and to Betrayal for my birthday and dumped me. Because you know why? Because he said, I know I'm not going to marry you, and that's why. Isn't that terrible? So, anyway. All right, we've all had our wounds in the past. I'll try not to relive mine too much. Thank you for sharing your happy story, though. I'm glad.
Oh, no problem.
Well, I'll do the happy dance for you, and but not to Air Supply.
And it was hardest for me to be the dumper.
Dumper. See, I think. Why did you think it was hard to dump? Because I think it's very hard to dump.
Because you gotta. I mean, I picked up the phone and held it for about 2 hours before I called.
Did you really?
Yeah.
And how did you? You know that fact that you know I love you that part. Well, you know what? That's not happening for me anymore. I mean, what did you say? Because I hate that. I want to just be friends, but we'll
right.
still see each other. And it's like, I want to throw something at your head. Thank you so much.
It's been a long time, but I just said it's over.
Hey, bravo to you, though, for dumping in person, because dumping by remote is really bad. That is just not happening. I think most women would absolutely agree with me on that, but we'll see. Thank you so much, Randy.
Take care.
We appreciate your call.
All right.
No more Air Supply, we promise.
Thank
John.
You.
It's 303-713-7600. No more Air Supply. No, I declare. I don't know. I don't control the board. So if it comes up again, it won't be me. Sonia in Fort Collins. Welcome to AM760 Colorado's Progressive Talk with John Turk and Aaron Hart. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Well, thank you.
And I love that song.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
Well, you and John can dance.
I'm just mushy. Well, I'm currently with a guy for 17 years, and I just gave him an ultimatum at Christmas time. I didn't even want to have his parents over because I was so upset. But he's like, can't we just live together? But 8 years ago, I gave him an ultimatum, and he said, no, I don't want to get married. And I said, okay, I'm moving out. Within 3 days, I was out. And he's like, well, that was quick. What did you move out for? And for 8 months, he came over at my house every day. So then he said, okay, we'll get married. So I moved back in with him. That was, nine years ago. So it's been 17 years. But when we moved in, when we first met, it was about 2 weeks, and he goes, I love you, I want to marry you. And I said, you're just in love with the sex. I mean, that's too soon. I should have married him then.
Yeah.
Because now he's just too scared or too chicken. So
I'm a little puzzled. John, I don't know if this mystifies you, but it mystifies me. First of all, you're giving a lie to the reality that women come to their emotions first if it takes you 8 years to realize.
No, I knew I loved her. That wasn't the emotion.
No. I was saying to Sonia, it's taken her, she's with the guy for 8 more years, and he still hasn't married her. And I was going to say, are you a little slow to anger here, maybe?
I guess.
But here's my question. If you guys have been living together for 17 years, are you, generally speaking, happy?
Yeah, we are. I mean, I think we are. Whenever I talk about marriage, he goes, well, you know, we fight all the time. I go, we fight about how to put the silverware in the dishwasher, hon. That's our biggest argument. You know, give me another one, you know? So he'll give me these little excuses, you know, of why he doesn't want to get married. And I'm not sure what it is, but...
I missed some of this. I was probably talking to a call. Did you give him the ultimatum yet?
Yes,
she gave him the ultimatum 8 years ago. She moved out. She moved out in 3 years. She moved out for 3 days. 3 days later, she moves out. She moves out. He comes to her house every day for a year, begs her to come back and to cohabitate, that he's going to marry her. She moves back in 8-9 years ago now, and he still hasn't done it. So she got mad this Christmas and said, don't bring over your family. Don't do this. We need to talk. Wow. And you gave him the ultimatum, right?
This guy's a classic procrastinator, isn't he?
Boy, man, he outdoes you, John. He's like 17 years into this.
We should go bowling.
I
take
even
Ron
know that.
With you.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm 50, and it took me 7 years to find him because I was married once before for 9 years. I got married young, and he cheated on me all the time, and I thought, I'm never doing this again. I'm never having sex with a guy. For 7 years, I'm not going to have sex. I'm going to ask these three questions, and if they answer the three questions right, then I'll go out with them.
What is the
7 years? You really want to hear this on the air?
I want the three questions.
Yeah.
Is it really rude?
Okay, let's see. The first one was, do you have children? Because he didn't have children, and I was 30-something, and if they said yes, they didn't even get the first date.
First base, okay.
And the second one, after we went out, was, how do you feel about your parents, you know? How do you feel about this? And if there was any hate or any this or that, and he had issues that he grew up with that I didn't want to deal with. And the third one was,
To put this on radio? Is that what you're debating?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
How do you have sex by yourself? Do you? And most of them say no back then.
What was it now? I'm sorry.
How do you have sex by yourself?
Oh, by yourself. Okay, right. Yeah. If you admire Onan in the Bible.
Okay.
Oh, gotcha.
Then that means if they say yes, then they can be sexually honest with you in anything. And it took me 7 years to
find a guy. Did you ask him where their porno stash is? No, I'm just kidding.
Every guy has one.
I know.
Back then, they all said no because they were embarrassed. But then I knew they would hide things from me. But then when I met Steve, he it was at dinner, and he said, not today, why?
What happened when you get, what is your man's name, if you don't mind sharing it with us and the radio listening audience, or do you want to keep
his
him anonymous?
His name is Steve.
Steve. So what happened when you asked Steve, when you gave him the ultimatum, what's he saying now?
Now he's saying, okay, let's go to communication classes, let's give it a year, we're going to do online, all this stuff, and we're going to do all this therapy and blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, okay, you got 1 year, and then I'm out the door.
And clock's running.
Yep, clock's running.
All right, well, you have to check in with us, you know. Hopefully, all right, that's good. All right. Any advice you have, John, for master procrastinator? Master debater? Master postponer?
Are you
John?
Asking me, John?
I think John's answering the phones, actually.
I'm here.
Do you have any advice for master procrastinator?
I need to take some lessons from him. Can I get Steve's number
here?
You're
so bad. You'll go bowling together.
We could.
Right.
No, you know what? It sounds like he's really trying to put this one off on you here.
Let's take the
communications classes, really?
Communications classes.
Yeah.
Like, what do you need,
yeah,
a signal light?
Wow.
Do you need sign language? What's the matter with him?
I think his problem is that he's... He goes, why can't we just do what we're doing? I mean, what's wrong with what we're doing? I said, Steve, if you die, and this is the truth, your Social Security is more than mine.
Yeah.
You know, basically, if something happens to you, you know, and then vice versa, why wouldn't you want that security? You know, why wouldn't you want my inheritance and vice versa? I mean,
it can be left
in
a will. It can be left in a will without being married.
It can be left in a will and a contract. But still, it sounds like what you are longing for is a deeper spiritual commitment as well as a Social Security, correct?
Right. Because we've been together and I already missed out on children because of him.
Right.
And he apologizes every day for that. You know,
every day.
So. I hope he's not listening.
No, not every day. No, he's
say,
not listening.
Maybe a little
trust
communication
me,
might help. Trust me, he's probably sleeping.
Oh, nice. Sonia, you're the greatest call ever.
All right, Sonia, you have to keep in touch, okay, Sonia?
Yeah,
we
will.
Really want to hear of the saga of Steve and Sonia. Definitely.
Okay.
All right.
We'll
keep in touch. Thank you so much, Sonia. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the Jay Marvin Show. I think we've started a whole new trend here, John. John and Aaron talking about why women should not say I love you first, learning much more than we ever thought we might.
Well, no, the point of this is men should never, ever say it first.
Ever, ever. The women should say it never, ever, ever first.
So let's
ever.
Just, let's
let
just
him
both
say
go around
first.
Life not saying we love each other.
No, yeah, that'll solve a lot of problems, apparently.
You just look at your girlfriend and just look at her
say,
and, like, wink an eye, and it's just kind of like,
I heart you.
I heart you.
I air supply you.
I loy you.
I what?
Loy you.
I loy you. I law and want you very much all the
yes.
time. Law you. Now, we're not making fun, really. No. Okay. All right. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the Jay Marvin Show. Whomever you love, whoever you desire. And is there a difference between love and lust? I wonder sometimes if any of us know the difference. Maybe. 303-713-7600. This is the Aaron Hart version of the Jay Marvin Show. And even though he's probably a little worried about that, we'll go back right after this with John Turk. Oh, love. At least you're playing the Beatles now. Graduated from Air Supply. That's better taste in music. How are you? We're talking love with John Turk. Love. The perils of it. Who should say I love you first? A man or a woman, John, in Westminster? What shall we do?
Well, it depends. I got a story for you.
Okay.
I'd had a crush on this woman for probably 4 or 5 years.
We have 2 minutes.
And asked her out, and she went out with me. I'd already enlisted in the military, and we talked about every other day. Went home for Christmas, and she introduced me to my replacement. So, you know, quite frankly, I'm not saying squat until the woman does. I'll treat her well, but...
Oh, that is cold. Oh,
yeah,
my.
Yeah, I found out about it on Christmas. She didn't even bother to tell me not to come home.
Oh,
so,
no. And you were in the military? That's horrifying.
So, yeah, I'm pretty cautious these days. I want to make sure that I know how she feels before I say it. So
now,
I'd rather hear it first.
I bet. Did this make you gun-shy to date at all?
Yeah, actually.
Oh, my goodness, I am so
sorry. I have
to
get to know somebody fairly well before I'll ask them out now. But that's just me.
Well, I can understand that, actually. I think I tend to... I'm picky and lazy, so I'm really bad.
Good combination.
Yeah,
come to
well...
your door, it's all good.
For the dog, for Pedro, he's great. He gets to be king of the hill and, you know, not have any competition. But, yeah, I guess... that's hard to hear. But I'm glad you shared your story. Thank you. Are you in love now, I hope?
No.
All right. Well, I hope someone says I love you in 2009, who means it and who you reciprocate.
That would work.
All right.
All right, have a good one.
All right, John. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. John Turk, we're going to jump to Dave Krieger from the Rocky Mountain News, who's going to join us.
Isn't he Krieger's brother?
No, you know, that's the rumor, but I don't think that's strictly true. We should play some Doors next hour. That
I'm
would be a
right
good
now.
Idea. I know. Oh, yeah. Now I can hear it. Yay. Good job, John. 303-713-7600.